continuing on in the Pshat and the Gemara on Gimel of Aleph. I said, what a contrast to Chazik Yisuro, what this Sugya mandates we do compared to what the previous Sugya mandates, which only Sugya has its own dynamic. Okay, so let's pick up Yidr Hashem with Tosos. I hope you did chazar on how we learned the Shakla Vitaria and how Rashi learned every nuance in terms of the Yaginon, the role of Yaginon according to Rabba, the role of Yaginon according to Rabba. We also had two different Girsalas in Rashi, of Kamucha Milsa, Lo Kamucha Milsa. And now what we're going to see is going to continue on with the position of Tosos. I'm going to pick up Be'ezer Hashem first with the last point that we had made with Das Tosos. According to the opinion of Rava, Lefi Rashi, the halacha is that there is no need to say B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. Just as well say Yadati. What does Yadati mean? So Rashi tells us what Yadati is. Let's take a look at Rashi Dibur Maskil Atu Hacha. Rashi says, I Amar Yodeyani B'chasimas Yidea Eidim Milo Behemna. If he says, I recognize these Eidim, he doesn't say B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta, but I know that this is the Chasimas Eidim. So then that would be enough. That's what Rashi says. We saw last time that Tosos disagrees with Rashi. The Tosos at the end, we need to do the end in order to do the beginning. Tosos all the way at the end of Dibur Maskil Atu says, not like Rashi, V'nirut. So last time we were learning Rashi, and to contrast Rashi Shita, we saw the Shita Rabbeinu Mishul. We're going to see that again, and then go to the top of Tosos to see how Tosos came to the entire discussion. Venera says Tosos, the Adati lo mahani afilu rava, ad shomar b'fanei nechta v'nechta, mishum d'dayik tfei k'dipirasha. So Tosos says that since the guy pays more attention when he says b'fanei nechta v'fanei nechta, and as we're going to see, where Tosa elaborates a little bit more, Dibur Maskil Hacha, the first wide line, the Fel says, B'fanai, so then he's saying that I was there. Once he says that I was there, so then the individual is putting himself at a greater risk to look like a fool. And therefore, his level of believability is higher. In contrast to Yadati, so there are many ways Yadati. I know because someone told me. Yesh Ladin. Is an Eid Echad going to be enough? I don't know. Yadati because I recognize signatures. That's the classic case. But I didn't realize that you're right, I didn't notice that the hay over here is different. You know, the H from the John Hancock, that's obvious, right? From Hancock. But I didn't recognize the difference. The hay over here, that's not as obvious. So there, the guy will feel more justified to lie. And therefore, the Nemonus of Yadati is a lower level of Nemonus, according to Tesis, than B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. V'hachi mefarish Rabbeinu Meshulam. And this is what Rabbeinu Meshulam said. Atu ki amri yodanu shnayim me'alma, sheyikaimu getzem miloy mehemna. Rabbeinu Meshulam learned the Gemara not like Rashi. Rashi said that one person is going to be believed. Zog deheilige Rabbeinu Meshulam, not that way. He says that only yodanu in plural is going to work. Pshat in the Gemara within Rava is that since we see that Yodanu works, so then that becomes very similar to Kiyum Shtaris. In fact, in this regard, according to Tosus, the parallel of Kiyum Shtaris is even stronger, because just like Kiyum Shtaris needs two Eidim, and that's how Kiyum Shtaris works. And then I would have thought that if he says that they say Yodanu, so then, and they're believed only if there's two, so that's mamish like Kiyum Shtaros. So then you would think that's mamish Kiyum Shtaros is taking place. Now the only thing is, the next step is going to be a leap. We see that Yodanu works when it comes to get, and that's mamish like Kiyum Shtaros. So next time you see one person coming in, you didn't listen to what he said, b'fanei nechta, you just heard him verify it, so then in such a case, you would get confused with Kiyum Shtaros ba'alma. This is a pshat according to Rabbeinu Meshulam. So we saw the Machlokes Rashi and Tesis. Last time we were masbir what the Yisod HaMachlokes is, and we're going to see that again when we go Keseder in Tosas Hacha B'fanei. Zog Deheilige Tesis. Avol Yadati Ein Mo. Now the Girsa, the Marshal, and the Oz V'Hadar again, is clutch, because the Oz Vahadr claims that the Marshal was very powerful. That we know. The Ramah, the great Ramah, cowered in front of the Marshal. Kal v'chomer us. Anyhow, the Marshal had a very, very strong influence, and the Marshal changed the girsa of Tosis Avol Yodati to Avol Yodanu. And we're going to see inside, in both the Marshal and the Maram, we're going to see that discussion of whether you say Yodati or Yodanu, that L'chura could be connected to what we just read in Rabbeinu Meshulam. Who would explain why the girsa should be Yodanu, not Yodati that the Marshal learns? Who would learn Yodanu? You have a reason why the girsa should be Avol Yodanu Ein Moel. Yes, Yosef.
Because clearly only Yodati won't help. No one says Yodati won't help.
Very good. It goes like this. If we assume that Tosis is already going like Rabbeinu Meshulam, and the Maharsha assumes this way, that we're going already with Rabbeinu Meshulam, then what emerges is that there is a fundamental machlokis between Rabbah and Rabbah. What's the machlokis between Rabbah and Rabbah? Rabbah said, Bifonai works, Yadinon doesn't work. A simple way of learning, it's not the only way of learning, we raised last time, but the simple way of learning is that Rabbah is rejecting Rabbah. Now Rabbah said, what works, Yadati or Yadanu? What did Rabbah say works according to Rabbeinu Meshulam? Yadanu. So then one would expect that if Tosis is aware of Rabbeinu Meshulam's sheet already, that the girsu would be Avol Yadanu. And this is the position of the Maharsha against the Marshal. We are going to see that you could read Tosos both ways, but at the end of the day, I was swayed by neither the Marshal, nor the Maharam, nor the Marshal. I was swayed by Yisrael's diuk in the Tosos HaRosh that we mentioned last week. The Tosos HaRosh Beferish has the girsa of Yodanu. So therefore, it would seem to me, especially considering that those other pointed out it was the Marshal who switched it, that the correct girsa might very well be Yodanu and not Yodati. Again, the Marsha has his reason. The question is whether the Marsha's reason is Mukhra. At the end of the day, we're not aware yet of Rabbeinu Meshulam's Pshat. So that makes it not entirely Mukhra. But the Tosa Rush learned Yodanu, so I'm going to continue going on with the girsa of the Tosas HaRush. If we didn't have that girsa Tosas HaRush, then I would have learned Yodati. And the reason why is to change a Tosas that's in front of us, that to me is very, very scary. But here the Oz Vahadr told us something very important. That was the Marshal that changed things. So it was the Marshal that changed things. And I have a Tosas HaRush, it's Beferish not that way, so that's how we're going to learn Yodati. Normally I'm very, very scared about changing the girsa. But if the Oz Vahadr claims it was the Marshal who managed, that is a very powerful person, and he managed to change most of the texts, so then, and the Tosa Rush, the Beferish Yodanu, we'll continue with that. Avol Yodanu, Ein Mo. The Taim Mo, the Gishon, Rabbe Faninat, the Faninat. So Rabba disagrees with Rabba and says Yodanu doesn't work. Why? The Gishon, Rabbe Faninatam, and Ephnam, Diuk Tfei, Demari Nafshe Tuva. Because the guy, as we explained before, he's saying that he was Mamish there. The Faninasa called Vuhula Ra. And he turns out he was lying. Mikishe Yomar Yodanu. In contrast to Yodanu, Yodanu never says that we were there. So that's the reason why Rabbah is going to disagree. Now Tosas over here is very hard to read. The Vim Tomer. Be'ezer Hashem, I'm going to read Tosas' words. I'm going to ask Akasha on Tosas' words. And then I'm going to give you what I think is the MS in Pshat and Tosos, which is the way the Pnei Yoshua learned. Okay? That's how we're gonna read Tosos. Vim Tomar asks Tosos. Vim Amai lo mahani yodati l'rabo kimo l'rabo. Why doesn't Yodanu work? Again, Amai lo mahani yodanu l'rabo kimo l'rabo. Why does Yodanu not work? Al karka. It must be mishum de l'rabo v'tayim mishum l'shma. That according to Rabbah, it doesn't work because of Lishma. Now, who can explain that sentence? Before we have a kasha, make believe Yim Tomar is not there. Amai lo ma'ani yadati the rabba kimol the rabba karam shum the rabba v'tayim shum l'shma. How do we explain that line in Tosfos? What's that line mean? Yes, Zach?
Since Yadanu doesn't tell you anything about whether it was written l'shma or not.
How does it not tell you?
Because it only tells you about the chasimus.
It only tells you about the chasimus. The guy says that I know that the chasimus are okay. Okay, I would add just a little bit more. The only person that could be made about Lishma is a guy who saw it written. If you didn't see it written, then there's no way you could be made on Lishma. That's what Tosfos is saying. Al karach mishum de l'rabba v'tayim mishum l'shma v'akadi tikshay. And we will still have a difficulty. Rabbo, my time will yomar ki rabbo. I could still ask, based on this, says Tosfos, that why did Rabbah not learn like Rabbah? Now, to understand what Tosfos is doing over here, I'd like to right away introduce the kasha of the Maharam. And I will answer, Be'ezer Hashem, the kasha of the Maharam according to Pnei Yoshua, and then Be'ezer Hashem have a working pshat according to Tosfos. Before Tosfos asks Akasha, Akati Tikshe, it's going to still be shver, still going to be difficult. Asks the Aram, at the end of the day, Mineyu Bey, Tosfos doesn't make sense. Tosfos told us two reasons, according to Rabbah, asks the Aram, why Yadanu is not going to work. Which one is it? What did Tosfos say first? By the way, Isaac was mechaving to the Aram's Kasha. Beautiful, beautiful, right before Musim. You want to give it a try? Want to give it a whirl? Right now, to say that, yeah, that your kasha? Go ahead.
That in the beginning we give a reason that Bidas Rabba, why Yadanu wouldn't work.
And what's that?
That he's going to be more medayik when five b'fanei nechtav.
Beautiful.
Have a higher nemanus.
Beautiful.
And then we asked the question, why doesn't Yadanu work according to Rabba? Well, we just gave an answer.
And we said that the reason why Yadanu is not going to work in yimim b'fanei is because of Lishma, asks the Maharam. The Maharam asks like this, Tosfos gave two different reasons why, according to Rabba, Yadanu doesn't work. The first reason he gives is because Mari Nafshe, that what? That Bafanai is more of a statement of why everything is more believable than Yadanu. And that Rabba will only believe the higher level of believability. That's the opening line of Tosfos. Then the Yevim Talmud are leaving aside whatever Tosfos' kash is. We have no idea what Tosfos' kash is. But just the next line contradicts what he said before. Then why do you need Bafanai? You need Lishma. Let me show you this inside of the Maharam. And in Yisrael's words, I'm glad I got the pin on you, Yisrael. The Maharam turns everything around in Tosfos, turns Tosfos upside down because of this kasha. Let's take a look at the Maharam's words. The Maharam says, everybody have it, Dibar Amaskal Hafa. Dibar Amaskal Hafa. All I'm going to take out from the Maharam is the first two lines. Because to be frank, I don't understand the next 20. But all we need are the first two, okay? Let's take a look at Maharam. Dibar Amaskal Hacha, under the Marsha. Divrei HaTosfos Tmuim Heim. The words of Tosfos are wondrous. The Maimak Shavim Tomer Vamai Lo Mahani Yodati HaKfar Kosov HaTavishum Demori Navshei Tfei V'yeser HaSveikos HaNoflim B'Divreiim. And then all the other Sveikos of Tosfos that he's going to follow up and ask are all going to fall away. If you go with the original reason. Why the Maharam says, yes, or as fake as Noflim B'Divreiim, that we could discuss afterwards. But the Maharam's kasha is, Tosfos seems to give two different reasons. So far, so good, Chevra? No Jew, Bli Nether, will be left behind. Are we alright? Good? What's the second reason?
Yeah.
The second reason was because of Lishma. That was what Zach said. Zach had said that why do you have to have the fun? Right? Because the only way you're going to know that was Lishma is if you saw it. Yadanu, you really don't know.
What is the Maharam adding?
The Maharam's asking that Tosfos is giving two different reasons for Rabba. Which one is it? Then the Maharam even asks more. Maharam says, according to Tosfos' first reason, whatever he's about to ask is not going to be a kasha. It's only according to the second reason. So why didn't Tosfos just go with his first reason?
Well, it was originally a kasha. It was a kasha before we learned the same reason.
I don't know what a kasha, the kasha is yet. I don't even know what the kasha is. So that's what the Maran points out. The way we are going to be masbir Tosis's kasha, which is, I believe, the way that Pnei Yoshua learns, then the stira in the Tosis is going to fall away. Okay? That's what we're going to do. But at first glance, and the Maram answers it differently. I'm not going to discuss how the Maram answers it, but the way we're going to do Transpir Tosis, the Maram stira is going to fall away. Now notice, we haven't explained anything in the kasha. Now I'm going to Bezer Hashem explain the kasha, the way that Pnei Yoshua learns, and I'm going to show you inside the Pnei Yoshua. Okay? There are many ways you could read Tosis. But this Bezer Hashem, I believe, is Amita Shel Torah. I decided to focus on what is the emistic of Pshat, in my smallness, what I think is the emistic of Pshat, and leave aside the other Pshat. Rabosai, now I'm going to be Masbir Bezer Hashem Lekash. The Gemara said, Rabba my time alo yomar karabu. What's that kasha, Rabba my time alo yomar karabu? Just let's make sure we have every step of the Gemara clear. What is that question, Rabba my time alo yomar karabu? Yes, Shmuel?
Why we say for that thought is because of the piece of Eidim is in the Bible.
Stronger. That actually is the standard way to say it, but it's not entirely emes. The kasha is not why did Rabba learn that's lishma. The kasha is why did Rabba reject Eidim Mitzuyin and Lekaima. That's the kasha. Rabba, my taima lo yomar ki Rabba. It's not my taima de Rabba. It's Rabba, my taima lo yomar ki Rabba. Okay. So if at any stage in the Gemara Rabba is not going to be giving a reason of why Rabba is wrong, then Tosis is going to ask, then Rabba's not explaining why he didn't learn like Rabba. Good, Shmuel? So now let's read Tosis. V'im tomar v'amaylo mahani yadati l'rabba kumo l'rabba. What's the reason that Rabba holds that Yadanu doesn't work? Al korachach mishum de la rabba vetaima mishum lishma. It must be that according to Rabba, fundamentally the reason that he doesn't learn that b'fanai nechtam u'b'fanai nechtam works along with Yadanu, the reason why Yadanu doesn't work is because he holds up lishma. In other words, as we explained, the second reason we gave in Tosis, that what emerges over here is that Rabba holds you need b'fanai because of lishma. If that's so, and that everybody agrees, that's the reason for Rabba. Rabba holds of lishma. Rabba holds of lishma. V'akati tikshu. But then I still have a kasha. When the Gemara over here says that Rabba says, oh, Rabba, I think you're wrong. Because hasam yadina and hacha b'fanai. Oh, I hold you need b'fanai here. Why does he hold b'fanai? Because he holds it's lishma v'amevin yavin has nothing to do with kiyum shtaros. Nothing to do with kiyum shtaros. If that's so, akati tikshi rabba maitak loyma karabba. Then I can still ask, why did Rabba not so like Rabba? D'mefarish taima, according to Rabba, everything's beautiful as well. D'mefarish taima mishum kiyum. Rabba's reason that you need b'fanai nechtam is because of kiyum. V'yoel yodati, and yodati works according to Rabba. Yodanu works according to Rabba. V'tsarich b'fanai nechtav d'lo asin l'chlufe. So the Gemara says, Rabba, my time alo yomar k'Rabba, amr l'cha, imkei nisli b'fanai nechtam, and not b'fanai nechtam. Comes back Rav and I says, no, I'll tell you why I have b'fanai nechtav. It's shalom asich lufi v'kiyum shtaros. So now what does Rabba have to do? Rabba now has to reject Rava's logic and say, no, you Rabba, your logic of asich lufi v'kiyum shtaros, that's wrong. But that's not what Rabba does, asks Tosis. What does Rabba do? Rabba rehashes his position. I'll tell you why you need b'fanei nefta. The reason why you need b'fanei nefta is because of lishma. Wait a second. Akati tikshi. Rabba, my time aloyomar ki Rabba. That kash is still going to remain. I was thrilled to see that the way we learn Tesis is like the Pnei Yoshua. Let's take a look at the Pnei Yoshua. This is Emet Lanias Daiti, is Emes Lamitoi. There was a time I was very nervous. This role as an aide, I was very nervous because I was saying my own shot that nobody had said. I was told by the Talmidim also that in general, in my learning over the years, I feel a very close connection to the Pnei Yoshua. Time after time, a lot of times I don't understand the Maharam. In so many of those times, Pnei Yoshua I feel like my neshama is more connected to Pnei Yoshua than it is to Maharam. Maharam is a very, very holy parish. And the Maharam, but I just, time after time again, I feel like that the Pnei Yoshua. You know how much I praise the Pnei Yoshua in other areas. Just that the Pnei Yoshua I feel is the best achron for a second, third, fourth year guy. That also I feel. But just in terms of my own havanas hataisis, is a different machine. That's methodological. And I'm talking about in my own havanas hataisis. A lot of times I feel connected to Pnei Yoshua. Zav tehelig of Pnei Yoshua. Page test vav. Tosis v'di ramas l'hacha d'fana. Avol yidanim in timer. Ayin b'maram u'marsha. Shepir shu kavanas taisis. Meshitas Rabbeinu Meshulam Dilakamon. Pnei Yoshua says the pshat of the Maharam. We're going to get, by the way, to the Marsha. We're going to do the Marsha. But he says that the pshat of the Maharam and Marsha he doesn't feel comfortable with. But notice his anava. Notice the Pnei Yoshua has anava. Velule divrayim. But if not for their pshat, hayanirali lefarish, hemshech loshin atisis. I would have explained Taisis like this. The mashik kosak kishahomer b'fanai nechtav. When we say diuk tvei, what does Tosis mean when he says diuk tvei? Now we're going to finally answer the Maharam's kasha. He means you're going to be medayik tvei because you're going to know lishma better. The machlokis between Rabba and Rava is like this. Rava says yadanu works, or yadati works. Let's go Rabbeinu Meshulam for a second, because the Pnei Yoshua is going to work bein with Rabbeinu Meshulam and bein with those who don't disagree with Rabbeinu Meshulam. And that is Yadati or Yadan, who works according to Rava. Why? Who can scream out? Why is it going to work according to Rava? Because all you need is Kiyuk. What is the omik of Rava's Svara when Rava says that you're dying Tvei? What's the omik? It's going to be based on Lishma. In other words, that he's going to be diuk tvei de mari nafshe tuva is that what he means? Question is whether this is mukhrach in Tosas. But Pnei Yeshua learns that the guy has to put himself out when it comes to b'fanai nechta. There has to be b'fanai because you have to be made on the lishma. You have to be made on the lishma. Da'asha omer yadati, continuing on in the Pnei Yeshua shenichtav lishma. Even if he says Yadati, Shasover Eid the Bikim Lo Ma'ani, Mishum De Lo Idea Kol Kach Kemo B'Fanai Neftav. He's not going to be so careful when it comes to B'Fanai Neftav. Val Zeh Makshu Atosus. And on this, Tosis is asking, Da Akati Amai Lo Omai Ki Rova Da Tamu Mishum Kiyum V'Yol Yodanu Al Yadati. But now we haven't answered the kash of Rabba Mai Taima Lo Omai Ki Rova. You haven't answered that kasha. All Rabba has done is he's entrenched his position. He's dug in his heels. Rabba dug in his heels. I said, I'll tell you why you're wrong. Because I hold that you need lishma. But that wasn't the kasha. If the kasha was like Shmuel had said, sorry, I'm going to tease you, Shmuel. My time off, the Rabba. So then, you're right, then it's a good response. I disagree with you, because I hold of lishma. But that's not the original kasha of the Gemara. The original kasha was, Rabba, my time, the loyal, my karava. Shtik pshat! It's so worth $1 million. We're not going to pass in a shayla. It's not going to fulfill the Tosefta and Sanhedrin of Kol HaTorah Kula in Yenefadu, which I love too, which is, but at the end of the day, we have pshat in Tosas. They say that once, that once the Slonim or Rebbe, it's well known that the Talmidim of the Avnei Nezer, and for sure Ibn Sal Shlita looks like, learns like this as well, that the Talmidim of the Avnei Nezer used to love, that the Avnei Nezer used to show how everything in Kol HaTorah Kula fits. Everything works together. When Rav Sacks quoted from the Tosefta, Kol HaTorah Kula in Yinecha, everything's dependent on each other. So the Slonim or Rebbe used to send his chassidim, his young chassidim, to learn by Rav Baruch Ber. Baruch Ber was a Talmid of Chaim. He's a Litvish yeshiva. They say he was the only Litvish yeshiva. He's a makar for Rav Bina, the only Litvish yeshiva that didn't force the boys to shave their beards and not have long pates. So Slonim or Rebbe wanted his chassidim to have pates and a beard. So he couldn't send to many of the other Rav Shimon Shkup's yeshiva. Everybody was clean shaven with nice, cool gray hats, and so on and so forth. The only place was Rav Baruch Ber's yeshiva. Baruch Ber was a shtickel chassid in the heart as well. So he would send to Rav Baruch Ber. So the Slonim or Rebbe used to visit the Birchas Havram. Every once in a while you have the Siva Shalom quotes the Birchas Havram. I think it's the Birchas Havram. What's his name? The Birchas Havram. If I'm not mistaken, I think he was killed by the Nazis out of Shimon Shkup. I believe so. Rav Baruch Ber passed away in 1939. Shimon Shkup passed away in 1939 also. Right around that period of time. Almost all of them are great Marbitze Torah in Lithuania, except for Lofan Nassim, still by Nazis, passed away right before the Holocaust. So, Hector Baruch Ber Shir, Baruch Ber used to be Amel in every word in the Mishanim. He used to say beautiful Svaras to the Mazbir of the Mishanim. So, afterwards, Baruch Ber said, the Rebbe came over, he gave him a Yashikach, he checked on his Talmidim, he was very happy with. And Baruch Ber said to nobody, be honest with him, tell me what you think about the Shir. So, he said, the Shir was beautiful. He said, but I have to say, I was zochet to learn by the Avnei Nezer, and the Avnei Nezer shir wasn't like this. And the Avnei Nezer shir, he came away, and there were seven lishitasums, and with this he explained many different sugis and shas, and he said, and at the end of the day, you do it a little, miskatnu adoros, at this door they're doing a lot less than in the generation of the Avnei Nezer. So Rav Baruch Ber got all animated. He said, and he said, you did a rajba. So Rav Baruch Ber got all animated. He said, obri atzkif. Farshtay pshat and Rajba, but is pshat and Rajba MS? What I said in the Rajba, is that true? So he said, yes, you said beautifully in the Rajba. He says, das is us, that's everything. So abyssal pshat and Rajba, to have a little bit of avon in the Rajba, that's it. That's everything. That's worth $1 million. Sir Baruch Ber didn't feel bad at all. To have real pshat and tesis, to have clarity in how to read every line in tesis, that's... Now, for sure, when we do Eid Echad, it's Chazik Yisur, we got to know the basic Yisodos, but a Pshat in Tosis, that's worth a million bucks to be able to read every letter, especially when Tosis is so difficult, and that's what Rafursky meant, when every sugya has its own dynamic. You can't start saying Torahs about Yadina and etc. if we don't, we're not able to read every line of Tosis. So that's what Tosis over here is saying. That's Tosis's Kasha, according to the Pnei Yoshua. According to this, now we've answered the Maram's Kasha. Because what was the Maram's Kasha? Maram was bothered that Tosis is giving two different reasons. Says the Pnei Yoshua, Tosis is not giving two different reasons. And Tosis's Kasha is that at the end of the day, we haven't answered Rabba, my time alo, Omer to Rabba, because at the core is this idea of Diuk Tfei, and that Svara of Rabba, we already know Rabba and Rabba are Cholek on, whether you need Lishma. And therefore, there's nothing new that the Gemara is saying. And Rabba needs to explain why Rabba is wrong. Rabba's not explaining the way Rabba is wrong. He's not explaining, according to this, Rabba's not explaining why Rabba is wrong. All Rabba's explaining is he's digging in his heels, and he's saying, oh, I hold that the Svara is Lishma. I hold the Svara is Lishma. That we already know. Rabosai, according to Rashi, is this going to be a problem? Would Tosos ask his kasha upon Rashi? Is this a kasha liba l'shitas Rashi? Before we go on, while the Talmidim are thinking about it, I saw that there were a couple of quizzical looks on the Talmidim's face as I was reviewing how Tosis Kash is. Is this something you don't understand, Yosef?
Just the question now, why, like the Tosis question on
Tikshi, Rabba, my time alo amir karava. Everything's beautiful because Rabba has a beautiful pshat. Rabba said Yaidinan and Chlufi Kiyum Shtaros. The fact that you, Rabba, disagree with Yaidinan isn't going to answer that problem. Rabba, my time alo samir karava. So the Pnei Yoshua learns that the Diuk Tfei is that there's a higher level of a requirement of the Re'iyah because of the requirement of Lishma. In contrast to the Halach of Kiyum Shtaros, there's a higher level that the person needs to witness. He needs to witness Befanai. He needs to say Befanai in order for us to verify that it was done Lishma.
So that's what Tosfos when he asked it, when he asked the person about Kasi Tikshi Rabba.
That's right. Because we haven't Rava still works. Rava's based on Yadina. What would Rashi say, Rabosai? This is where our analysis last week will be helpful. But even if you don't remember what we said last week, just if you look at Rashi, just to flesh out those, I think it should be obvious. Yes, Shmuel? Would Rashi be stuck with that problem? Oh, Rashi, according to the Marshal, would not have that question. Rashi learns lo kamucha milsa. Let's read Rashi inside. Awesome. What does Rabba say? Rabba says you're wrong. Gabe kim shtars yodimon shizek savi ha'edim u'de kamri. Hacha b'fanei kamri. V'lo kamucha chamilsa. What does Rabba say back? Rabba says, no, I disagree with you. Because here you say b'fanei nechtav, so then it's obviously different than kiyum shtaros. Because there you say yadina, and here you say b'fanei. Why? Oh, now we come back to what we did on Wednesday. Why is it that according to Tosos, he got into this problem versus Rashi, who didn't get into the problem? Because according to Tosos, Tosos introduced the idea that the response of Rabba is that there's something qualitatively different between Befanai versus Yaidina. According to Rashi, Lefi, the Marshal, there's nothing qualitatively different between Yaidina and Befanai. It's just that they're different words. They're just different words. But there's no Hechreyah that there's a higher threshold of Nemonus. In other words, Yaidina, maybe one could argue on some level would work. It's just that Befanai Nechtam, that by get, for some reason, we say that you say Befanai Nechtam. In contrast to Tosas, Tosas said, no, you have to say Befanai. The emphasis over here is Befanai. Because if it's not Befanai, then it's not going to work.
By a get,
exactly. Vamevin Yavin, the Talmidim suggested after Shir that it raised the possibility. This is Vamevin Yavin. That according to Rashi, what would happen Lefi Rabba if the guy would say Yadinan Shizanichtav Lishma? According to Rabba. Oh, what would be the case be? Let's say you had a video camera. Let's say you had reliable edus that was written Shema. So then in such a case, according to Tosos, absolutely unacceptable. According to Tosos, Rabba's rejection, Hacha Befanai, what Tosos is saying is that this is an entire different level of Nemanus. He's not addressing Asi Lichlufei Kiyum Shtaros. And therefore, according to Tosfos, it would not be acceptable. You need whatever threshold works for Yaidinan, Befanai were more machmir. According to Rashi, of lo kamucha chamilsa, Rashi lefi, the Marshal, so then in such a case, what are we saying? Just the words are different. But there's no hechreyach that you have to say Befanai. It's just in general, the halacha is Befanai, and therefore that generally differentiates between Shtar Shtaros and Get. But there's no halacha that tells us in the Gemara that Yadina is a higher level of Ne'amonos. According to Tosus, it's a higher level of Ne'amonos. And I'm thinking aloud, I'd like to hear what the Talmidim have to say, that you find Achronim, that it could very well be that according to Rashi, there would be a case in which a guy is not able to save a funai, but it'll still be acceptable as long as he knows for sure that it was written Lishma. While according to Tosas, if it's not the funai, then we're not Neman in terms of Lishma. Once we got through saying that, then Tosas' question kicks in. The Tosas says, but wait a second. If we're going to say that there's a higher level, so then you haven't answered Rabba my time alo amar karabba. According to Rashi, we've answered it. Because what's the teretz? The teretz is that the words are different. See, he says, you're not going to be also in the chlufe b'kiyum shtaros. But according to Tosas, b'fanai is something deeper. According to Tosas, b'fanai is telling us a higher level that's required for lishma. So then all Rabba is doing is saying, I require a higher level of lishma. But according to Rabba's svara, why don't you have yadina? That last thing that I just said was Amei Vinyan. That was Amei Vinyan. Let me review again, bring the Talmidim back in, to make sure that they understand the pshat, what Rav Baruch Ber would say is worth $1 million. And that is, that Tosas seems to contradict himself. According to Rabba, what's the reason in which you need the funak? So Tosas first says, Diyutve, and then he asks the kasha and says, Rabba holds, it's because of Lishma. Says the Pnei Yoshua, these are really part of the same two reasons. That because it's a halacha of Lishma, therefore you need to be medayik tveh. That's a requirement of Lishma. That's Rabba Shita. To which then Tosas asks, Vakati. So the kasha really begins, according to the Pnei Yoshua, the kasha really begins, Vakati tikshi. It's still going to be shver. Rabba my time alo amik the Rabba. All Rabba has done is dug in his heels and said why he's cholek on Rabba. But that's not what we started out doing. What we started out doing is asking Rabba my time alo amik the Rabba. Then we added, according to Rashi, without that maven yavn with the nafkamina, pshat. According to Rashi, lefi the marshal, with the gear sets in front of us, the kasha doesn't start. Why? Because Rabba says, I disagree with you, Rabba. There you use the word yadina, here you use the word befanai. And therefore, when it comes to get, it's not obvious that it's kiyum shtaros. If it's not obvious it's kiyum shtaros, then you're not going to be asking the chlufe b'kiyum shtaros. So according to Rashi, Tosas' kasha is not going to start. But according to Tosfos, who says that the whole issue over here is that the funai means that there's a higher level of edus that's required from the shliach, so then in such a case, you're not responding to Rava. And Rava is very fine. Rava says, I hold the idea works. And lo asil chlufe b'kiyum shtaros. Why lo asil chlufe b'kiyum shtaros? Because you have the funai nechtav. And once you have the funai nechtav, so then lo asil chlufe b'kiyum shtaros. That's Tosas' connection. Yes, Yisro.
I don't really understand
Tosas'
point. We're assuming that this like bystander is supposed to be like an ignorant guy that he like understands that Yedati is not going to work because if he made the diet, he can only have a funai is going to work, so therefore he's not going to get
confused. Explain why you're making that assumption.
So the reason why you're not going to be like a chupe going to Rabba is because the guy said,
according to Rabba,
his answer to Asa a chupe was, you can say funai and not Yedati. Why? Because by the funai, you're made the diet, but Yedati, you're not made the diet. But how's that? The bystander who's like doesn't really know anything, doesn't know that one could say funai and one can't say adati.
And therefore?
So therefore, even when the guy says funai nechta, he's still going to get confused and think that he's just doing the kind of shtar.
In other words, Tosas is asking, you know what, I it sounds like you're probably asking, well, maybe we should leave it for afterwards. I still want to finish the next Tosas too. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about that afterwards. What's Tosas' teretz? Tosas' teretz also is not so clear. Va'omeri. Demikach masnisa de bereish perik sheni diktani. Echad Omer Bifane Nechdam, Ushnaim Omer Bifaneinu Nechdam, Kosher, Mashmalei L'Rabba D'Yadanu L'Mahan. Tosa says, he basically accepts the premise of his question. He says, however, there's another reason that Rabba is going to think that Rabba is wrong. So you're right. According to Tosos, really, Rabba's just sinking in his heels, digging in his heels, and he's just repeating why he thinks Rabba is wrong. Why is it Rabba my time alone my karaba? It's for a totally different reason. He's got a different makar. What's that? Hamon daf tezvav amiral. So let's take a look at the Mishnah and then take a look and see how the Marasha explained beautifully what the pshat is. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda at the end of the Mishnah, after Rabbi Yehuda, Echad Omar Bifanai Nechtam, Ushnaim Omru Bifaneinu Nechtam, Kosher. So the Mishnah says, if you have one person that says Bifanai Nechtam, and two people say Bifaneinu Nechtam, it's going to be Kosher. Now, in general, of course, we know that Bifanai Nechtam only has to be done by one. So the raya that Rabba is going to bring is from the two who are saying Bifaneinu Nechtam. What exactly is the raya? So Marsha spells it out. Let's take a look at Marsha. And the Marsha is going to say that this is a feather in the hat of the Girsa Yadanu as opposed to Yadati. Says the Marsha, skip the first three lines, I'll go back to them. We're going to do six or seven lines of the Marsha. Ulazek Haslu. This is what Tosfos means. We're going to start Ulazek Kasvu. Somebody wants to scream out where that is. Ulazek Kasvu Da'amari.
Fourth line from the top.
Ulazek Kasvu Da'amari. Dimikoach Masnisim Dishnaim Amru Bifaneinu Mashmalei L'Rabba D'Yadanu Lo Mahani. From that part of the mission is Mashma that Yadanu doesn't work. Why? Ratzalomar Dila Rabba Bishnaim Ein Tzrichim Klal Lomar Bifaneinu. When it comes to two, you don't need to say Bifaneinu. According to Rava, who says that the whole reason is based on Kiyum Shtaros, if two people come and they bring a get, do they have to say anything? Says the Marsha, we had a Gemara. Based on the Gemara Suya Beitre, the Gemara Daf Heyom and Aleph told us that if two people bring a get, they don't have to say b'fanechtam. Why don't they have to say b'fanechtam? Because amigu. They could have just said, we know they come in any time and said, we know that Leah is divorced. So therefore they don't need to say b'fanechtam. Midrabanan, there's no requirement. So he says, lo mahani ratza lomar de la rava b'shnayim ain't tzrichun lomar klal b'fanim. They don't need to say anything. Mishum ha'i time to bring the kamad. The pirkin, uberech perik sheni, umat ilu yomer fenenu gersha milo mehenna. Avo le rabba kodim shalomdu means before they knew about the halachas of lishma, srichim lomar bifanenu. They would have to say bifanenu. Why? Because we don't know if it was written lishma. Vahachi armina le kamon behed yobigamara. So that's what we see. If the Mishnah says you have to say Bifaneinu Nechtam, so that according to Rava, if it's based on Kiyum, then why would you have to say anything? That's what we saw in the Gemara. If it's Asiya Beitrei, you don't have to say anything according to Rava, because they're there for Kiyum. But if the requirement is Lishma, so then in such a case, I understand why you need two people to say Bifaneinu. Why? Because what is Bifanai? Bifanai is Diuk Tvei. So therefore, it's more than just saying we know that the woman is divorced. We was divorced. We know, we saw that the get was written Lishma. And in such a case, why you need two is a separate discussion. But you're going to need someone to say that it was written Lishma. And it was signed Lishma. This is how the Marsha learns. We see that you're going to need two. Why would you need two? If there are two people that are bringing it, We learned earlier in that Beis HaMabeis, according to Rava, they don't need to say anything. The fact that we have two people that need to say something indicates to us that's halacha in lishma. That's more than yadinan. I'd say even sharper than lishma. It's a halacha in befanai. That's halacha in befanai. That there needs to be a befanai. And yadinan is not enough. Like Tosis himself said, that befanai is a higher level of yadinan. So back into Tosis' words. Va'omeri. Now we would have liked for Tosis to say a little bit more, and the Marashah finishes off. Because according to Rava, why do the two say anything at all? There's no need for them to say anything. Beautiful. The Marashah then goes on and says, now I've proved the Girsa. Because what are we proving now? We're talking about a case of two. So two means yadanu, not yadati. According to Pnei Yoshua, there's no proof. Ayin the Pnei Yoshua. Mitz Hashem, if you feel your Talmidim are ready for it, you'll do it with your Talmidim. Or Yisrael will do it tonight with our Talmidim, who've already done a good Chazara, maybe you'll do that part of the Pnei Yoshua as well. Why that's gonna work. Beautiful. So far so good? Excellent. My radar tells me that I should push ahead and we should try to get the next Tosis done as well. If Talmidim tell me that they want to stop, if Rove wants to stop, then there is enough halacha. Yisrael had a good suggestion about keeping the Talmidim up to pace with halacha. So Mirtz Hashem will do that, we'll start that. It's not a big change, but I'll just share that with you. But I really want, in terms of the pace that I want to be going at, I want to be already done with Tosis Di Ramaschal up to. So, are you game? Rabosai Weiter? Shmuel, no. Who else? Who would like to stop over here based on their limud? What's best for their limud? Hands high. High, high, high. Okay, it's definitely a significant high. Yosef Chaim, there's nothing wrong to say I want to do Chazara more. There's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. To say that's enough of a significant amount to slow us down. Okay, so we're gonna stop over here. But Rabotai, most of you learned Tosis Di Ramaschal Atu. Did you start Benji? You didn't really start Atu. Okay. The Seder. But tomorrow I'm not cutting you any slack. That means I want you to do a really really good Chazar tonight, and tomorrow. Some of you already started on Atu. Tonight, if you didn't start on Atu, I want you to start tonight, because tomorrow I'm starting next Sugi as well. Clean, Ether, and Shear. Okay? Now, whoever needs to get a Chelik Alf, get a Chelik.